April 9th, they do look correct.
Oh.
So I would like to move the minutes.
Representative Benson moves the minutes. Are there any questions? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. And the motion is adopted. We're going to move two calendars today. I just want to call your attention to the fact that I'm making two motions. So the first is I'd like to move the calendar for the day for Monday, April 15th.
That's good.
And for those bills, the filing deadline for amendments is tomorrow at noon, and second degree amendments due by 6. So are there any questions? Seeing no questions, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And we did have a bill that was on the general register or on the calendar for the day for today that I moved to Ways and Means, and I think is scheduled to be heard there. And I don't see that on the calendar here. Would the process be that it must go through Ways and Means before it's calendar?
That's correct, Representative Hansen.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Are there other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And the opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. And then I'd like to move the calendar for the day for Tuesday, April 11th. And for the record, the deadline for amendments is Monday noon with second degree amendments at 6 that day. Are there any questions on that motion? Okay, to clarify, I'm moving the calendar of the day for Tuesday, April 16th.
There we go.
Representative Portman.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I just didn't hear what day you said that amendments are due for that one.
They will be due on Monday at noon. All right. Any other questions? Ben, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 And those opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. We have one bill, Representative Slocum's bill, that we'd like to move by waiving Joint Rule 2.03. It's House File 128. The second bill that's on our agenda, House File 1122, we're not going to be moving through today. So I'd like to make the motion, as Representative Slocum is here. So I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived, and that House File 128 be re-referred to the Commerce and Consumer Protection, Finance, and Policy Committee. Welcome to the committee, Representative Slocum, and welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Aaron. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair, for hearing the bill. We're in the same class. We came in together.
No worries.
This bill should be very, very simple. It has proved to be kind of arduous. We're negotiating still with the sides. The bill, current law for garbage hauling, this is an exciting garbage hauling bill. The current law says mandatory city and municipality to go to organized hauling has to go through a mandatory 90-day planning period, then an additional 90-day negotiations period with current licensed haulers in the municipality. What my bill does is it gives the cities local control over their garbage hauling. They don't have to have an organized go out for bid and have one hauler haul all their garbage or a few haulers haul all their garbage. They can do open process where the garbage haulers go in and market to the residents, and they have a variety of haulers coming in. And in my community, one of my communities, one of my communities, this is where this is coming from. There are many municipalities that don't have organized hauling, and in Richfield, we don't. And we have 6 to 8 haulers, and for half the year, for most of the year, they each have 3 trucks. So that's approximately 25 to 35 trucks on our streets, every street, 20 to 35, every week, 52 weeks out of the year. That's hard on the infrastructure, the exhaust fumes, although some companies are going to more energy efficient fuels. But it's really hard on the cities. This bill does not say a city has to go to organized hauling. Nope. But it gives local control. And what it changes is the 90-day to a 60-day. And the 60-day period is for planning and negotiations. And it brings the current haulers to the table if they have a market share in that city or municipality. The people that have the market share can come and sit down during that 60-day period and negotiate and see if they can't come to some agreement. Should they not be able to, then the city appoints a citizen committee to work with them and come to some agreement. There's public hearings involved in the bill. It's a very simple simplifying of the current laws. And that's pretty much it.
Representative Norton.
Representative Slocum, thank you, Madam Chair. We went through a very painful discussion about garbage hauling in our community just a few years ago. Has this been kind of run by other cities? Do they know this is coming and they're in agreement? Because I don't want to reopen something that was horribly ugly again.
Representative Slocum.
Garbage is horribly ugly. Representative Norton. Thank you, Representative Chair. Representative Norton. Garbage hauling in cities is notoriously ugly. People have said to me, why do you want to carry this bill? Dump this bill. Pardon the, you know. But quite frankly, it needs to happen, and I'm pretty committed to this. And if it gets ugly, well, so be it. I've always kind of liked a good fight. The reason that it was so arduous a few years back is the current law is so horrendous for a municipality to get through. And that was done a number of years ago, and as you know, the pendulum swings. It'll probably be back in a decade.
Are there any further questions? Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It sounds like this bill is still evolving and both sides are working on it, like Representative Slocum said. I'm just curious, what is the rule that we're waiving?
Rule 2.03, the joint rule. That allows us to move this bill beyond the deadlines.
Okay, because I missed deadline. Okay, thank you.
Seeing no further questions, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And the motion is adopted. Seeing no further business, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.